You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Aaron Rodgers says he wants out. The Packers say they're hopeful he'll be their quarterback this coming season. Coming up, we'll find out where things stand today after this weekend's NFL draft. First, it's the last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive. Rachel Vasquez joins me on air now. Your support is so important. It powers the programs that keep you in the know and entertained.
That's how WPR works. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for it. You've been meaning to give, so do it right now on the last day in the last few hours of our spring member drive at WPR.org, or you can give us a call at 888-202-2552.
Thanks to everyone who gave last hour. Right now, this is going to help us end with a bang. We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect, up to $4,000. This generous match is from current members, including a member in Racine. It means that they're going to match every dollar that you give.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio and Central Time. So double your support for the programs you love and give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Great reason to give now if you've been waiting for the last minute. A large slice of funding for WPR programs, the biggest slice is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, the state and federal governments, the businesses, they're important, your contribution makes a huge difference. WPR is the amazing and varied service that it is. Thanks to your support, keep independent, high-quality programs on the air. When you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We can't do it without you. And when you give, ask for your pair of WPR pint cups. These steel clean canteen cups are perfect for showing off your WPR pride, whether you're enjoying your favorite beverage outside or staying hydrated all throughout the day. It starts with your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Like a certain football team, Wisconsin Public Radio starts here in the state but has fans all over the world. Listeners from all over the country reach out to support WPR during these member drives from Texas and Alaska, even Japan and Germany. We hear people, they tell us they found something special here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes WPR what it is today, a resource that you enjoy and one that people treasure around the state, around the country, and the entire world.
When you become a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, it's a great moment. You found something new and cool that can keep you entertained and engaged all the time. That's becoming a listener. Now, how about taking the next step and becoming a financial supporter?
It's a crucial step because WPR counts on listener support, and it's easy to donate. Decide how much you want to give. $10 a month or $120 is a great starting point, and then make your gift. It takes just a few minutes right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And it's a great time to make that gift now because our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, up to $4,000. Great news. I just see we're already at $800 toward hitting that match in this hour. That is a fantastic start. Thank you so much if you've already picked up our current members making this challenge. If not, there's still room for you. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support for WPR will go twice as far.
That's right. Double your money. We don't want to leave any of that money on the table. And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you could win $1,000 to spend on bikes and cycling gear at Wheel and Sprocket. So take advantage of that and give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered.
Sustainer, what's that, you're wondering? Well, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
Adam in Madison says, I appreciate the richness and variety of WPR programs. Thank you so much, Adam. Thank you for taking that important step, becoming a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio family. Will you join Adam right now? Take the time to do it. Your gift is powerful. It makes a huge difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Only a few more hours left in this member drive. So thank you so much for your support.
You're listening to Central Time. If you're hoping to know more about the dispute between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers during this weekend's NFL draft, you're probably disappointed, unless you like lots and lots of rumors. Rodgers made his first public appearance since ESPN reported that he wanted to leave the team. In an off-air interview with that network at the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, Rodgers said he's, quote, disappointed that news has come out of this rift with the Packers, end quote, but that he, quote, loves Green Bay, loves the fans, loves the franchise. Here's what head coach Matt LaFleur had to say after the draft.
I can't fathom not being in Green Bay. So that's where my mind's at. I don't only love the player, but I love the person. I love working with him on a daily basis. I think we all do. From the players in that locker room to the coaching staff. And I don't even want to let my mind go there.
The team says it's committed to Rodgers, insists he'll return for his 17th season with the Packers. His 4-year, $134 million deal expires in 2023. You can weigh in at 800-642-1234. What's your reaction to the situation? Can you imagine the Packers without Rodgers? Were you hoping to see him stick with the team for at least another couple few years? How do you want to see this all work out? And what questions do you have for our guest sports writer? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Tom Silverstein is the Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be there.
Well, when I poke around online on this, Tom, I think it's about 99% rumor and speculation, 1% information. What do we know, and what do we know that we know for certain here?
Well, I think we do know that there is a conflict between the Packers and Rodgers that is serious. I think we know that the Packers have attempted to patch things up with contract extension and more money and trying to placate him any way they can just to get him to reconsider that he won't come back. And that's pretty much where we're at. We get a lot of reports mostly out of his camp, and I don't doubt any of them. I think they're all true.
At this point, Rodgers has had days to say, no, there's nothing to this. And
correct.
That is something we have clearly, loudly not heard, right?
Yeah, and he has done that in the past. I mean, he's been very, very present with the whole Jeopardy thing. He's on Instagram and Facebook. And so when he wants to say what he's got to say, he's out there. And he has not said a word. I mean, this is a PR playbook, if you really look at it. To leak it on the day of the draft was genius, because he dominated the news for a whole cycle. And now everybody knows that he has this riff with the Packers, and the Packers look bad for it.
Now, I just mentioned a 9-digit number. That's his 4-year contract there. So people not close to the situation, Tom, might be asking, what's he griping about here? What do we know about why Aaron Rodgers isn't happy at the Packers right now?
Well, there's a number of things, but I think it comes down to them drafting Jordan Love in the first round last year. And essentially what that did was put a time clock on his career in his mind, that they had drafted their quarterback of the future. And they were thinking ahead. Now, part of what he didn't calculate into that was that Jordan Love is a project. I mean, he's a guy that they want to sit behind Rodgers for 2 or 3 years and learn, just like Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre for 3 years before he started playing. And so somewhere along the line, Rodgers has felt dissed, I guess is the best way to put it. The latest one is that he hasn't had enough influence in player personnel, which any good general manager will tell you players don't get to pick players. But I think it's all kind of just been adding up, and he takes grudges to a new level, and I think he's finally had it.
And I think there's some speculation, you know, this is a guy by NFL standards. He's been at this a long time. You might expect his performance to start to decline. And then last year happened with just like these bizarrely sick numbers for a quarterback. This is a really good season. How did that shake things up, Tom?
Well, you know, a lot of people that I've talked with around the organization, not necessarily in it, but people who have been in it or around it, feel like he played with a huge chip on his shoulder last year, that he was motivated every time he went out on the field to show them that they shouldn't have drafted Jordan Love. And he is that kind of guy who uses that sort of fuel. But it also showed, you know, he still has some talent left. And I don't think the Packers, you know, were looking to get rid of him until he's ready to be pushed aside. It was the same thing with Favre. You know, they prepared for Favre to depart, but they were willing to stick with him as long as he was playing well. And, you know, so if Rodgers had another one of those years or anything even close to it, I can't fathom that they wouldn't bring him back next year. But he wants guarantees in the form of money that he would stick around. The problem for the Packers is that there's a salary cap, and they are really tight against it because they've paid a lot of their players to stick around. And, you know, fulfilling what he wants would really put them in a salary cap bind in about a year or two.
We're talking about the rift between the Green Bay Packers and star quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Tom Silverstein stays with us, Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you following this closely? Would you be bummed if Rodgers spent the last couple few years of his career in a uniform that wasn't green and gold? Are you taking sides in this? Or are you waiting to see how it all shakes out? Do you have questions for our guest about what we do and don't know? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're looking at the rocky relationship between the Green Bay Packers and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. ESPN reported on Thursday that Rodgers wanted to leave the team. That was just hours before the NFL draft began. Packers front office says they're committed to having Rodgers back, says they're not going to trade him. Rodgers says nothing out loud, publicly, anyhow. Tom Silverstein stays with us, Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can join in with your thoughts and or questions at 800-642-1234. Let's bring out a caller. Mark is with us in Michigan. Mark, hello. Do we have you there, Mark? Nope, I think we lost Mark. Okay, Mark, I got a summary here. When Favre retired, Mark said, and wanted to come back, we kept our word with Rodgers, should remember that. And yeah, Tom, that was kind of a different situation. Tom said, or Favre said, I'm out. Oh, no, wait, I want to keep playing. That kind of really shook things up then, didn't it?
Different situation. Favre couldn't make up his mind whether he wanted to play. The Packers were all ready to go to Favre again. They were ready in April, early April, to commit to him to be their quarterback, have Rodgers sit for another year. But Favre said, I can't commit yet. And so they went full into Rodgers. And then right, I think it was in July 1st or right around July 1st, he called him and said, I want to come back. But one difference he said was, I'll compete with Rodgers. Let's just have a competition. And whoever wins, wins. And in Rodgers' case, he's saying, I should be the quarterback no matter what. And I don't want to compete. I just want to be the quarterback.
Well, and I don't think anybody who pays even vague attention to football would look at Aaron Rodgers and say, yeah, no, he shouldn't be the quarterback next year, right? I mean, he's not
going to lose the quarterback race to Jordan Love. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Now, I'm a football fan, if people can't tell. I love watching the Packers. I love that Rodgers is with them. I'm not dumb. I know it's a business, and people make decisions that are best for them. But isn't it kind of a bummer, Tom, that these star players, these beloved players that are so attached to a team, so often end up spending the last few years of their career with another team? Favre with the Jets in Minnesota, Tom Brady now only winning Super Bowls in Tampa, Peyton Manning having to go to Denver. I don't know. Wouldn't it be nice to see people finish out their career with the ones that brought them in the first place?
Oh, it is. It is. But, you know, this is the reality of the business. And, you know, these guys very seldom have leverage over the team. The team almost always has leverage because the contracts aren't guaranteed. They can cut guys whenever they want. They can put a franchise tag on you as a free agent, which means you can't leave. There's just a lot of advantages for the team. So when a guy gets leverage like that, and Rodgers has some, you know, you can't begrudge them for using it. It's just, what is your end game? What do you ultimately want? Do you want just money? Do you want to finish where you started? Do you want to play for a contender? What is the bottom line? And I think a lot of times some of these guys have trouble. Now, Brady and Belichick, I think they just outlived each other. I think they were together so long that it was good for them to go apart. It wasn't bad for Brett Favre and Mike Holmgren to go apart. Sometimes that just happens. But, you know, it is a business, and you can't ever forget that.
Let's bring out another caller now. John is with us in Brown Deer. John, hello.
Good afternoon, and thank you for accepting my phone call. I just want to say that since it's Aaron Rodgers stepped on the football field as a designated quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, he built a fan base that respects him and adores him and supports him very much. And for him to have a begrudging attitude towards the Packers is just disrespectful to the fan base that he has here in Wisconsin. I think it's unconscionable, egotistical, self-centered, and as far as my personal view is that he can lead the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers in the state of Wisconsin don't need Aaron Rodgers.
John, thanks for the call. And Tom, I think you raised that concern. Like, what is this going to look like to Aaron Rodgers' hardest core fans? Is this going to hurt his legacy, the way this dispute's playing out?
Yeah, my gut feeling is so. Over the draft weekend, I do a live blog, and I'm on this blog for every single pick in the draft. So it's a long haul. And I get all kinds of people can communicate with me, and I post their questions and their comments. And anyway, people were complaining to me that I wasn't posting enough pro Rodgers comments. And I told them it's pretty much 10 to 1 against him. I was pretty blown away. Now, this is just a slice of the Packer faithful, but I think it is. I just don't think he has that connection with fans that Brett Favre did. You know, someone described Favre as a shot in a beer guy, and Rodgers is a champagne guy. And that, you know, the Packer fan really felt an allegiance and comfort with Favre, and they love Rodgers as a player, but they've never really embraced him as a person because they don't really know him. And you know, he's got some things about him that they don't like. But I don't know if he's underestimated that, but I do think, yeah, the fan base is going to turn on him. At least if what I saw follows through.
Thanks for that call. And Tom, we'll leave it there and keep watching it along with you and your reporting. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Bill. Anytime.
Tom Silverstein is the Green Bay Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked to him today about the ongoing rift between the Pack and disgruntled quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Coming up after the news, we'll learn a bunch of slang, new and old, with Grant Barrett, co-host of A Way with Words. First, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Rachel Vasquez joins me now on the air for the last day of our drive. Listener donations are the biggest piece of funding for WPR programs. If you've been meaning to give, do it now. The drive ends at 6 o'clock. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
This is a great time to give because we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,000 in effect right now. And that's what makes it a great time to donate because current members, including a member in Racine, will double every single dollar that you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Just had a big conversation about sports and Aaron Rodgers maybe leaving the Green Bay Packers. Packers football, a big part of Wisconsin life here in the state. Aaron Rodgers, a big part of the game. And we took a good look at what's going on, sorted through the myths and misunderstandings that are out there. And we'll keep watching along with our guests to see how that happens. And of course, as always, we invite you to weigh in. You come to Central Time because you know you can count on conversations like these.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202 makes all of the topics like the ones that you've heard so far today possible. Choose whatever amount works for you and then make your gift.
Whether you've given before or you're making your first ever donation, sign up for ongoing monthly gifts.
Choose the amount that works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's easy to do. It just takes a few minutes. And once it's set up, your support for the programs that you love is always current.
Again, it is the last day of the spring drive. The clock's ticking on your chance to support Central Time and all your other favorite programs. And this particular hour is a great time to do that because we have this dollar-for-dollar match in effect this hour. It was up to $4,000. We are about halfway to that. That means there is still room for your gift to get matched dollar-for-dollar. Give now because you appreciate great conversations on the Ideas Network and because you know that we count on you to help pay for them all. Make your gift right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Away With Words co-host Grant Barrett teaches us how to sound like the hip young kids these days with some newfangled slang. He also teaches us how to sound like you could have been a hip young kid a very long time ago with some fun slang for the pages of history. First, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive. Rachel Vasquez joins us now. Your support is so important. It powers the programs that keep you in the know and entertained.
That's really all there is to it. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. You've been meaning to give. You've been hearing us the last week or so. So do it right now. It is the last day of our spring member drive. Take your chance right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Another great reason to make that gift right now. We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect from current members, including a member in Racine. So your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. Still another $1,500 left in that very generous match, so there's room for you. Take advantage of the match. Double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've heard something on Central Time or one of the other shows on the Ideas Network, and maybe it changed the way that you think about things. That's the beauty of the Ideas Network. You hear multiple points of view, and you value what you hear on the Ideas Network. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Think about the things you spend money on every day. Coffee, takeout, it all adds up. It's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
And WPR is part of your routine too. It's your news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn. So spend some money on it today. Start with $1 a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Today, donate any amount and you could win a $1,000 gift card to Wheel and Sprocket. Buy a new bike, add a trailer for your kids or cargo, or get your hands on some of the latest cycling gear. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Bike Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Make your gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. It's Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Rachel Vasquez. Your support during the spring member drive on this last day of the drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of 10 or 20 bucks a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount to give.
Giving to WPR is so easy. It takes just a few minutes of your time and a gift of whatever amount works for you. Maybe that's $10 a month.
That donation then comes back to you each and every day in the form of engaging programs. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
And after you've made your donation to WPR, you can make your gift go further by telling your friends and family.
Whether you use the social medias, call them up, or mention it when you see them, just let your friends and family know that you support WPR. Maybe that'll help plant that idea in their minds. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and let everyone know how good it feels when you support the station you enjoy every day.
That dollar for dollar match is still in effect. About $1,400 still on the table. Still room for your gift to be matched. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And your support for WPR will go twice as far.
Added bonus, you could win $1,000 to spend on bikes and cycling gear at Wheel and Sprocket. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers, making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered.
If you're not a sustainer, you can do it right now. It is so easy to set up. Just monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
Grace in Sauk City says, thanks for the conversation and inspiration. Grace, thank you so much for giving. How about you? Are you inspired by the conversations you hear on the Ideas Network? Make a gift now. Get it matched dollar for dollar. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. During the pandemic, you may have found yourself wearing your pajamas around the clock, eating Dunchfist instead of three square meals a day, and relying on copium to keep yourself going. Sure, these may not be the healthiest habits, but at least you goated after spending months on chess.com, learning the hard way that a double bong cloud is a great way to lose a game. What's that? You have no idea what I'm talking about? Me neither. But lucky for us, we're going to explain it. We're talking about new and old slang, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite bit of slang that you've learned recently or any words or phrases you can't stand? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Grant Barrett is co-host and co-producer of A Way With Words. Grant, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
All right. Well, I just laid a bunch of slang on people, and I only know it from you. You sent along some notes on slang you are watching lately. What the heck was I talking about there? Dunchfist? What's that?
Should we keep everyone in the dark?
Maybe. Yeah, and then we'll think we're cooler than they are. No, Dunchfist, we can't pull that off, Grant.
This is when your life is just kind of a mess, so you just really eat one meal a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner all together. So this is the words dinner, lunch, and breakfast combined.
Dunchfist.
One meal a day.
I've been there. I usually go for two.
So on Blursday, you have Dunchfist.
Blursday. Okay. And then I said copium.
Yeah. Copium. This is cope plus opium. This is just what it takes just to kind of get along with life where you, it's just, the quantity that you have in your brain of willingness, the rationalizations, justifications, and denial that you use to deal with life's letdowns or failures, or just your personal letdowns or failures, your copium.
And then I use the verb goated. And I know goat, like greatest of all time. I'm even hip
sure,
enough
yeah.
to know that one. I've not heard it as a verb, though.
Yep, now it's a verb. If you watch enough sports, you'll hear it as a verb. He goated, meaning that he just did the thing that nobody else has done. Yeah, great. You've become the greatest of all time. You goated, or you just did something amazing. You goated.
And then a double bong cloud. I guess I get the drug reference there, but it has a specific yeah. meaning in the world of chess that I did not know.
Yeah, I'm not going to explain it too much. Google
yeah,
it.
We'll leave
unless
that.
You're a chess head. But basically, it's a move that you're only going to play if you're under the influence. But chess masters, like the greatest of all time chess players, will sometimes play this in a tournament, knowing that everyone is going like, why are you playing this? And they're going to get laughs because it puts them in an untenable position because it really exposes them to almost instant failure. But if you're a chess master, it's a way of setting yourself up to really be challenged on the board. Double bong cloud. So BONGCLOUD. Google that. And there's some wonderful video on YouTube of the best chess players in the world doing this and pulling it out and making a go of it and winning.
Oh, wow. Now, yeah. That's a quick whirlwind tour of some recent slang. Grant, what is it about a slang term that determines if it's going to hang around for a couple few months, or it's going to stand the test of time and become part of the language? Is there any kind of rule there?
Yeah, there's a bunch, five or six. The main one is, so we've talked about some of the fun stuff, and although they're fun in an interview like this, they actually tend not to last. It's the functional ones that last, like a word like cool, meaning excellent. That has lasted for so long because it's not too flashy. It's not too showy. The showy stuff tends to burn out very fast. Other slang that lasts is it has to have a permanent function in the language. It can't be too tied to a trend that comes and goes. And also new slang comes because it becomes attached to a generation. So each new generation comes up with its new variants for excellent. Something, you know, one generation's groovy is another generation's legit or wicked or whatever. So that's another one. Slang tends to be generational as well. Although you'd be surprised how often slang, like to call your home your crib, goes back to the 1600s.
Wow.
And that surprises people that it didn't come with hip hop music in the 80s. But it's functional. It's kind of boring, but it just kind of lingers there in the language. So that's really the least flashy and the most useful words are the ones that last.
Okay. And okay was a slang word at first, right? Or a slang abbreviation. And
yeah,
it's not clear what it was an abbreviation for.
Yeah, all correct. An intentional misspelling of all correct. OLLKORRECT. There was this fad in the 1830s in the East Coast newspapers to intentionally misspell words. And out of all of the words that were frequently misspelled on purpose, that's the one that lasted.
Let's bring out a caller now at 800-642-1234. Annie is with us in Stevens Point. Annie, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you got for us in the slang world, Annie?
Good. So something that I've kind of learned a little bit more this year that I've been hearing for a few months now is the term simping for somebody. Have you ever heard that? Because I had not.
Yeah,
I'm having it. I'm desperately looking it up to make sure it's something we could say on the air, though, Annie.
We can.
Reassure
yes.
me here. Okay, good.
We've talked about it on the show. What have you learned about it?
What I've learned, because I've heard it a few times, like in when someone will say, like a guy would say, oh, I totally simp for her. Or someone will say, oh, you're such a simp for this person. And basically, like, it was really confusing to me for a while. And no Google search really hit it on the head for me. It was still very vague. So I have some younger sisters who are kind of in that Generation Z. It's like definitely a Gen Z word is kind of what I've realized. But really, it's different from the term whipped, which is what I kind of like thought it was similar to. Whipped meaning, you know, like you'll do anything for somebody, or like if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you'll just listen to whatever they say. You know what I mean? Like do whatever. Mm-hmm. But simp is kind of like it's more of a derogative, like just kind of like it has a negative stigma around it now. And mm-hmm. kind of what I've learned that it means is like, you'll just, you know, pay so much attention to, you'll just treat people very, very well. Mm. Like if you're into somebody, like asking them how their day is all the time, just really sucking up to them.
But it's, yeah.
And thanks, Annie. Grant, jump in. What do you know about
Annie? Annie's pretty much nailed it. It's got kind of these two different tracks. One is derogatory, where you kind of criticize someone for paying too much attention to the opposite sex and giving them everything that they want because you think in return that they'll like you and give you affection or whatever romantic things that you desire. And the other one, simping, is giving people their just attention, giving them what they really do deserve. And it's not a derogatory term, but it comes from being a simpleton, and it's not actually that modern, although the modern inflection on it, the modern kind of semantic shift is newish in the last 10 years. So it's really just comes from being a simpleton. You can actually find older uses for it.
Thanks a lot for that call, Annie, at 800-642-1234. Grant Barrett is with us from A Way with Words. Check that out Sunday mornings here on the Ideas Network. We're looking at slang, new and old. Grant, you said along some old slang. I'd love to touch on one or two of the ones. The phrase, all the bonbons. I mean, it sounds good to me. I want to eat all the bonbons, but it had a slang use too. What is it?
So, yeah, it means great, excellent, or perfect. So this is from a list of slang from 120 years ago that was published in a St. Louis newspaper, St. Louis, Missouri. And it's, you know, gone by the wayside, but it does show something that we still do with slang, where we use food as slang to mean something good. Somebody can be a tall drink of water, or they can be a dish, or they can be a legit snack, right? So food is somehow connected to someone being attractive in our secondary language. And all the if you were all the bonbons, you were just the sweetest thing.
So hold on. One might simp for someone who's all the bonbons. Do I have this right?
Yeah.
Crossing the generations there. All right. Let's bring on another caller now at 800-642-1234. Karen is with us in Whitewater. Karen, hi.
Hey there. So I was wondering if you might be able to shed some light on the word spider, not as in tarantula or daddy long legs, but as in a unit of measure. For example, my husband, who grew up on a dairy farm, we like to make popcorn the old-fashioned way. And one day he said to me, would you pop me up a spider of corn? And didn't know at all what that meant, but apparently it's slang for a serving or a batch of popcorn. And I wondered if you had heard anything.
It's not really, I don't think it's a measurement. I think he's referring to the part of the stovetop that you put the pan on when you make the popcorn, the black thing that you put the frying pan on top of. It looks kind of like a spider's legs. That is known sometimes as a spider, but also the pan itself is sometimes known as a spider. So if you cook me up a spider of popcorn, you're cooking up a pan of popcorn.
All right, Karen, you have some.
It's the dish itself.
You have some questions to ask your husband here. That makes a lot of sense to me. And I never really thought of that. 8 bits on it, it could be a spider. That's fantastic. I love it. Well, you've got some more recent slang for us, Grant. Cake. Like I'm going toward all the food ones, I guess. But cake means something
cake
that isn't just cake.
Yeah, we're back to food words. So cake is somebody who has a really, if I say that, wow, you must have been working out, Rob, you've got some cake on you. That means that you've got a really nice physique. And often people are talking about someone's derriere when they talk about them having like excellent cake.
Well, if I had a nickel for every time, I wouldn't have any nickels.
Your derriere.
Wouldn't have any nickels, yeah. Let's go back to our callers now. Marcus is with us in Milwaukee. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how are you? I just want to say, Grant, thank you. I love your program. I try to listen every Saturday, Sunday if I can.
Thank you.
I missed part of it. You discussed this in the past. It was looking a gift horse in the mouth. I realize it's not food, but, you know, they might be eating it. So.
Yeah. Oh, you want to? Oh, yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Well, it's because when horses are old, their teeth get longer and yellower, and you can tell the age of a horse roughly by looking it in the mouth. So if someone gives you a horse, if you're really rude, you'll look in the mouth to see how old it is and maybe decide to give it back, because an old horse means lots of medical bills, veterinarian bills, and maybe they're less useful on a farm than a younger horse would be.
So the metaphor there is, if you've done something nice to me or for me, and I'm like looking at it really closely, like, is this really, if I'm critical of the gift you gave me, I'm looking that gift horse right there in the mouth.
That's like counting out the money in the card that grandma gives you on your birthday, you know, counting it out in front of her. They just don't do that.
Marcus, thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate it. Well, Grant, I don't know, what are some of the biggest slang trends you are watching these days?
Well, Martha and I, Martha Barnett, my lovely co-host of the show, we and the other people who watch language, including Tony Thorne in the UK, have put together 1,000 or more slang words that have come out of the coronavirus. There have been so many papers published about this. The pandemic has just been a huge explosion of words. Most of these, of course, won't last. But, you know, we'll be watching over the next 10 to 20 years to see. Maybe some of them will stick, particularly if the coronavirus turns into something like the flu, where every year you go for your booster shot. And perhaps some of these things will stick around. And if masks become a part of our daily life, maybe something like maskiny will stick with us. You just never know. But that is, of course, obvious thing, the pandemic-related and coronavirus-related words.
Well, Grant, you've goated once again. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting me. It's always a pleasure. And thanks for having me be a part of the Pledge Drive. You guys punch above your weight class. And I know that your listeners are some of the best. When we come to Wisconsin, we get treated with such kindness and warmness. I just really appreciate the WPR listeners.
Thank you so much. That's Grant Barrett, co-host and co-producer of A Way with Words, joins today for a look at the slang, past, present, and future. You can hear a lot more language talk right here on the Ideas Network, A Way with Words, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Grant and Martha. Worth your time for sure. Well, now Rachel Vasquez joins me on the air for the last day of our spring member drive. Your contribution keeps Central Time and A Way with Words and all your favorite programs going strong. Your gift now really makes a difference. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a dollar for dollar match in effect, up to $4,000. Still under just a quarter of that money left. Take advantage of it. It's a great time to donate because current members, including a member in Racine, will double every last dollar that you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio, to support Central Time. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Another great conversation here with Grant Barrett from Away with Words. Always fun to talk with him, and Martha Barnett from the show. We don't do it often enough. We got to bring them on more often. I keep thinking that. Right. I'm never saying it out loud. We should do it. And they've got a great show of their own. You also can hear that on the Ideas Network. Words are fun. Words are weird. And these are the kind of conversations you can count on from Central Time.
Right. I know that I learned a lot as someone who's just about to crack 30 soon. And WPR is listener supported. That means that your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes all of the topics you tune in for every single day possible. So choose whatever amount works best for you and then make your gift.
If you think the Ideas Network is all the bonbons, make your gift and support right now, and you can get a pair of non-slang, non-metaphorical WPR pint cups. These stackable steel clean canteen cups are perfect for everyday use or your next outdoor adventure. Support the programs you value. Show off your love for WPR when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. WPR is a great value. Of course, it's free if you can't afford it, but I find that donating makes me feel better because I'm supporting something for people who maybe can't donate right now. And if you are a donor, I really think it's important to become a sustainer. You never have to worry about, oh, God, should I write the check this year or not? It's there, it's ongoing, they've got it in the pocket, and then you've got all that good stuff in your ears.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
You can make that gift online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your gift. Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Rachel Vasquez. Your support today on this last day of the spring drive keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. Whether you give $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
A lot of bang for your buck here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe you give $10 a month. Well, that comes out to just 33 cents a day. What a great value.
Make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll get a lot in return.
Maybe one of your first childhood memories was hearing WPR on your parents' radio. Since then, you've become hooked. You can't get enough of the news, in-depth conversations, music, and great entertainment.
Well, now that you're all grown up, it's your turn to become a member, maybe like your parents did. Join the WPR family. Support the radio that's been part of your life for so long. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Rachel, we're so close on this dollar-for-dollar match right now. Just almost $400, just under $400 left to go.
That's right. Take advantage of it. It is in effect. We have only $400 left to raise. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support.